we're trying to get all this to work and put it, some new equipment in and got it hooked up, and it's been working on the other big shows that I've been doing, and today it didn't seem to want to work very good for some reason. So welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, April 7th, 2000, and that's 2001-1, which would be, in some languages, 2011. We have Buddy Boo, Bella Boo behind me, and Stephen of the Bearish Clan. Are you there, Stephen of the Bearish Clan?
Yes, I am.
So what's going on over there today? What's the big word?
Nothing much. We're waiting for some heat.
What do you got? Your thermostat turned down or what?
Well, it's going to be 70 and 75 on Monday and Tuesday, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, I've canceled that. As I say, you know how it is. God canceled that. So as a result of that, we're actually going to make it go down to sub-zero temperatures. Because God doesn't want you to have your car out just yet. He wants you to hibernate a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having my car out. It'd be a lot of fun to have that out.
Yeah, everybody here is at the beach already, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Beach weather out here.
Everybody's chomping at their bit over here to get their cars out.
Yeah,
Flint is opening up on the 17th, and if I can get my car out in time and get it all fixed up, then I can take it down to the track, and for $20, they let you run around the track.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 3 miles around. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
See if that'll happen.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a lot of fun to do that.
It'll
really
be good.
A lot of fun.
So what kind of things have you been doing that's been really exciting today?
Well, I'm playing with my flamethrowers, and I'm playing with the projectors. I'm finding that the gentleman that called me a couple weeks ago, I'm finding that if you put one projector on top of another within about a foot, I can see that the projectors actually go to the center of the room and cause you okay with your headphones? Or you
got... Oh, yeah. You can see me now?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Look at the high definition. I got this new camera. It's a new Logitech.
It's beautiful.
It's a lot better than it was, huh?
Oh, yeah. Much clearer. And what I'm finding out, Fred, is I've got four, but this gentleman's got eight. So I'm going to give him a call and tell him one has to be on top of the other. So if eight are in the room, what they're doing is that they're focusing in the center of the room, and instead of seeing a ball of light 2 feet, it'll be 4 feet.
Okay.
And the light is extremely powerful. I mean, really, really powerful with the projectors, one on top of the other, within about a foot. So I've been playing with those, and I'll give him a call and tell him how to set them up now.
Well, that'll be pretty good.
Yeah, it's really, it's unbelievable, Fred, the amount of power that that goes into the center of that room with that ball is so bright. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, we also...
So with eight projectors in a room, that's got to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, we also suggested that he put at least... eight Devastars in, because there's a lot of positive energy rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I think he ordered a bunch of those. I don't know how many he's got on order now, but he needs, I think, at least eight of them.
Yeah.
And I think they need to be not horizontal, but vertically stacked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the long distance goes between the roof and the floor. What do you think about
right.
that?
The energy, I've never seen this kind of energy before in the projectors, Fred. With one on top of each other, it's pure white light that comes out, and it's extremely strong, Fred. It meets in the center of the room, and they actually touch together, and that's when that ball of light just is extremely bright. It's brighter than my room.
Yeah,
talking
that's pretty
about
good.
Eight projectors in there. So it should be a lot of fun to use. I can imagine the power. Do you have... You should try that, Fred. It's really incredible.
What, eight of them?
Yeah. In other words, you take one projector, put it on top of the other, and you don't even have to worry about aim. You make it flat, and it's unbelievable, Fred. The amount of power that comes out of those projectors and meat, extremely bright, very bright.
I'm putting the camera on a projector so people can see what we're talking about here.
So, in other words, if you have another projector on top of that projector on a wall, it's really incredible. I mean, the light is just unbelievable.
So that much light, then he's going to need a lot of grounding.
If you say so, Fred, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me that way, but if you say that you need grounding, then that's what you need to do.
Well, you're more...
It's just extremely powerful. You probably need more grounding for the average person or maybe a little above.
Yeah, because you're not the average person.
It doesn't bother me at all. But it's just absolutely incredible, Fred. The light is more powerful than I've ever seen before.
Well, that's really cool. I got Bellaboo.
Much more powerful, Fred.
Yeah, I got Bellaboo here, too. See her there?
You're moving the camera around. Oh, there's Bellaboo.
Yeah, she's right behind me. She does tend to give me a bite occasionally, so we don't put her on the shoulder anymore, but she's still doing the show. She's kind of become the coach and a referee now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, she's moving around, huh, Bella? She knows she's on camera because she's looking right at me, you know? She likes that.
Now, the vibration is causing the flamethrowers to vibrate. In other words, it's not vibrating, you know, but it is vibrating at a high-pitched sound.
Yeah. Well, what I told him that he needs to add a bunch of crystal amplifiers and stuff now, too. Getting a lot of crystal in is good because it helps distribute the light better, you know. I think that a couple of large clusters wouldn't hurt a thing. That's what we use here, you know.
Right.
You haven't got to that point yet, right?
No.
That'll be your next.
I'm he's still got the playing with what I have.
Yeah,
and,
he's got the master
I'm just
crystal.
Seeing... I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's got a master crystal, but he hasn't got to the amplifier stage yet. That's the next stage. It's really important. Because when we're talking big system stuff here now that makes the whole... It affects the whole world when you play with these things.
Well, your system is very powerful, Fred, so I don't think you're going to have a problem with that at all. I think, you know, I wish I had some more that I could play with, but I can't afford to play with it right now. So, but I think your equipment is the most powerful I've ever felt in my life. There's no question about it, and I felt a lot of different systems. But that's incredible.
We also like those new, I don't have them right here in front of me, those new receptors. The ones that have the cross on them. We got two newer ones you haven't even seen yet, but they're in the other room. I'll get them up next week.
I saw the
first two, but we got two more that are even more awesome than those two.
I saw the cross.
Yeah.
I saw the cross. It's nice. Very, very nice.
So I'm glad this new camera, everybody, I'm getting the feedback from the people that watch the show, and evidently they like the camera. That's good.
Uh-huh.
I still think there's a few bugs. Do you hear me better now or not?
No, not really, Fred. I'm intently listening to you, so I'm trying to...
I understand why, because even on the board here, I got everything turned up. It's pegging
me. Okay, that's all right. It could be my phone, Fred.
Yeah, because they heard me in the studio, okay, I think. I'm not sure.
I mean, I can hear you. I got my ear covered, and so I'm listening to you.
Were you on your cell phone or what?
No, I'm on my home phone.
Oh, maybe you need to get a setup like I've got and hook up, you know, the deal.
Yeah.
The studio setup should give you a lot more volume.
Okay.
You can see behind me the volume meter is moving up and down. Look, I crank this with the headphones right there. It gets really loud. See the green light behind me? That's the headphone monitor there, stereo.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You got a board mounted here, and then there's another board down here. It's called the PBX switch box or something, you know?
Yeah.
But I've been doing so many radio shows on big networks that I need to have this set up now. So I need to have it working right. Go ahead and put our number out if you want so I know so people can...
Yes, absolutely. Our phone number's here for the show. the talk radio show is 1-888-815-9756. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I see it. It looks good. I look really good with a bird on me and everything. The flying saucer came in.
Now you're louder.
Is that right?
Yes. 1-888-815-9756. 1-530-327-7602. 1-530-413-4510. And the last number is 1-530-413-4522. And those numbers will get you directly to speak to Fred, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we always like callers.
Yeah.
A buddy was exploring my, he's such an aggressive host.
Now, your volume just went down again, Fred. I don't know what's going on, but it just
Well, I got away from the microphone. This is right on top of the microphone.
There we go. Okay, it's getting louder.
Yeah, it depends on how far away I am from the microphone. And we'll get it adjusted eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably need to do some more amplification on it, but it feeds back if I turn it too low. I got the gains way up now.
Yeah.
It starts to hum if I turn it any louder. But we're having fun anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely. Always have fun.
So how did your clients go this week? Getting exciting clients in?
Clients are doing pretty good, Fred. My clients, there was a couple of clients that came in today that were pretty sick. But that's sort of rare. And but my, you know, I've got a good clientele. I've had them for 19 years, you know, so it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun using the energy. And I set different settings with the projectors, so it's not all the same. It's just different.
Yeah, you need...
You know, you can play with things, and the important thing is if you get an intuitive sense that you need to change something, by all means, change it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because we move stuff around here, too, you know.
You bet.
Not always running the same way. And we use the lasers like I've got the lasers. I think they're right here.
Yeah.
Let me check. I use the violet laser a lot to, you know, to recharge stuff.
Right.
I don't know where I put them, but should be here somewhere. Oh, here they are. Here's one. Here they are. Okay, I use the green one. There's the green one on the wall. That's a handheld, and I put that right on the, let me give you a demonstration here. Babe Balibu. Put it right down there like that. You see it start, I'll get that SPDC process starting like that. Thing really cranks up. That really charges them.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, and then when I get the green going, some people use, then I use the violet. Check this out. Look at the violet. Now that really kicks.
Hey, look at that one.
Yeah.
That violet's beautiful.
Yeah, so I use the handheld lasers. We sell both, but most people buy the plug-in ones. And this really makes them go. Look at that thing. It just starts, when the SPDC process hits, it just reflects like crazy. See it? You can see when it's firing off. And of course, the Mac Earl down below. I got a guy trying to eat my headphones. Can you believe this? I got a headphone eater. Look at this guy. He's up here trying to eat the headphones. Now, what kind of a sidekick is that tries to eat the headphones off your head? He's really going at it. Now we'll go
He's
to the
really
green
a character.
Yeah, he is. Standing on my head. He's going to go up on my head here in a minute completely. Get the green going again.
That lamp you got is really beautiful.
The what?
That lamp.
Oh, that lamp. That
in
lamp.
In front of you. I've never seen a lamp that color before.
That lamp came from my friend Jim Paroli. You know, I got all this beautiful, you know, everything I have is all natural, all the wood and stuff.
Right.
You know, like down there, there's natural wood. See, that's natural down there. Over here. Yeah, that's the kind of furniture I use in my studio. All natural.
Uh-huh.
And this is a root off of probably a 1,000-year-old tree. And you know how in Africa they have spirits, you know, in pieces
right.
of wood objects, you know?
Yeah.
You've probably heard of that. And this has got a spirit in it. Let me stand up here without my headphones are caught on my chair down here as usual. Hang on a second. I gotta get a headphone strap that doesn't get tangled up on everything. It's ridiculous. But anyway, let me get this out of here. There. So now I can stand up. Go all the way down to the base of it, see? It's got a big base. If you ever need any of this furniture, let me know, because we get it. But anyhow, this thing talks to me at night, and it really likes to be next to my projector system.
Right.
And so it talks to me at night.
Now you're getting louder.
I am?
Yep.
Well, that's funny, because I'm further away from the microphone now.
Well, I don't know what's happening, but it seems to be louder to me.
Okay. Well, I'll leave it over there, then. That's where I want it anyway.
Okay.
And then we have special effects that we use. Actually, we have one flying saucer that's hovering in the studio here.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, it's right there. And then I have other effects, but I don't really know how to get to them. I don't know how to use all this stuff yet.
Right.
Somewhere in here, you push something or do something, and more effects come on. But right now, we've got at least the saucers there.
Yeah.
And there's aliens in it. There are little tiny aliens in that thing. So we got aliens here on the show. We got birds. We got a bearish. Birds, bearish, and aliens. Bab, B-A-B.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody wants to call in, it's a lot cheaper to talk to me now than it is when you call in and pay by the hour,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll give up that first number again, 1-888-815-9756. Please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, and people are bashful sometimes.
That could be.
So how's your Shawuti supply?
I'm down to my last bottle. I'm half done with it.
Oh, man, you're in deep trouble. What are you going to do when you run out?
Yeah, I gotta order some. I gotta call the girls on Monday.
Yeah,
or three or
tomorrow.
Four bottles.
This stuff is so important right now with the nuclear fallout that's going on, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
This stuff wipes it right out of your system. It's better than potassium iodide. It's been proven to be better because it builds your electrolytes up, makes you immune to radiation.
It's important.
Yeah. So the sound's better now.
Yes.
Oh, good. You can hear me. You don't have your finger in the ear anymore.
Excuse me?
You don't have your finger in your ear anymore.
No, I took my finger out of my ear.
Yeah, sometimes the finger gets stuck in there, and that's real embarrassing. Okay.
What have you been doing today? What did you do today? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of clients.
You did?
Yeah, some in Africa and all different places all over the world, you know.
Yeah.
And we're getting some more systems out. People are getting results, and then the word spreads, and then people call, and they want information, and then they want a system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you what are you selling for? What are you selling most of?
Everything. Well, a lot of
really?
Nuke alerts. Yeah, we're selling some. Actual Geiger counters, but the problem with them is they're backed up a little bit. We have a $400 Geiger counter and a $600 one, and
wow.
I had to sell my personal one, but we got more coming.
Good.
And then we have a sticker that sells for like $5.
Yeah,
it changes colors, you know, with radiation.
Yeah.
We sell a lot of those, and then the Nuke Alerts, which go on your keychain.
I'll tell you, that Nuke Alert is really great. I'm wearing it on my my jacket. I wear it on the zipper.
Yeah, does it ever beep for you?
Huh?
You ever get a beep out of it?
Yeah, I did. I did in the office about a couple months ago, but I haven't heard anything since.
So somebody came in there with some radiation on them then.
Really?
Yeah, to set it off.
Wow.
Yeah. Had to... Somebody had to, you know, be radioactive in there a little bit. Does that help the volume any? I turned the main gain up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, it helps the gain. It helps to hear it better, yeah.
There's another mixer I might get. I have one here, but it's broken. It's got another input on it. I don't know what this thing is, the Mackie, I think. It's pretty good, yeah, Mackie, DFX-12. But there's one of Elise's over there on the floor I need to send in and get fixed.
Uh-huh.
It's more designed for this work, but it's still, they're both pretty good.
Are you wearing your projector? Is that what that is?
Yeah, right there.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I took a silver one. It's got a gold bridge, and I said had the whole thing gold-plated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not solid gold. I figured I'd just get a gold-plated one, you know, sign of the times. Solid gold ones aren't cheap.
Yeah.
I'm watching my budget along with everybody else, you know?
Yep.
There are times when I could have bought a platinum one, but not right now. Look at that. Look at the laser back there. See it on the wall? That's a powerful laser.
It is a powerful laser. What is it, run by a little battery?
Yeah, a couple of little batteries, but it's still putting out about 50 milliwatts.
Wow, that's a lot of power.
You can feel the heat on it. And this other one, the green one here, that one's probably about the same.
How much do they sell for, Fred?
I don't know. I think the green one, this power is a couple hundred bucks, and I think the violet one's like 400 or something.
Yeah.
I can find out. Yeah, these aren't the cheap little jobs that you get on eBay that don't cost like, they cost like 80 bucks. These these are the ones that they shine in helicopters and go to jail for.
Really?
Yeah. They've been arresting a lot of people out here. It's really neat when you combine the beams, too, and you put one over the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. You get a really neat color. Yeah. I should get a red one in here, though, too, just to have it. But the violet
one. I got a red one you sold me about 3 years ago, and it's quite powerful.
Is it a handheld?
No. No, it's a plug-in. It's about 2 feet long.
Oh, okay. Oh, the big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the gas lasers. The helium neon lasers are better for the SPD process, SPDC
mm-hmm.
process. They work a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I can still get them, but the value on them is going up now because they don't make them anymore.
Right.
And the solid state. Will you stop eating that cord? He's going to chew my headphone thing completely up. He almost has. Yeah, come here. Come here, come here, come on. I want to put him over here with Bella. I'm going to have to insulate these headphones. He's got a lot of energy these days. We've been feeding him really well, a lot of fresh fruit.
Right.
He's got too much energy to sit on my shoulder anymore. Bella could do it, but then she'll bite me at some point.
Right.
She'll figure out she needs something and doesn't get it instantly. Then I get a bite.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
a beautiful bird. She's about the same size as him.
Well, yeah. He's bigger. He's a little bigger. I got the flashlight handy here.
Beautiful birds.
Yeah, they're fun. When are you getting a bird? So what do you think about Congress shutting down? Isn't that great?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. The nice thing about that is that every Treasury Secretary we ever had in this country, is before they come to her, they come from Goldman Sachs,
mm-hmm.
and it was a private company. And the funny thing about that is that when the Federal Reserve prints a bunch of extra, you know, currency that we don't really need, that currency all goes to Goldman Sachs. I mean, why would our United States currency go to a private company?
You know, no idea.
Yeah, and well, it's corporate fascism. You know, it's as we've been saying right along, and I think people are they'll start to get it pretty soon. It's not too far away before they start to get it, that this country is going into fascism, and one of the last stages of it is when the corporations have the same right as citizens, and that happened, I think, last week.
Yeah.
With some of the legislation that took place. So that the corporations have the same rights as people now.
Yeah.
That means people don't have any rights, basically. And we're
really
pretty
incredible.
Yeah, we're pretty much there now. So the only thing, the funny thing is that if they do shut down the government, the war still goes on, you know, because we're in three wars now, Libya being the last war that we got involved with. And only
my question is, are they trying to break us?
Who?
The country, the government.
Oh, yeah. They want to set it up so that you have the very rich and the very poor. That's where they're going. They don't want a middle class. Middle class has always been a problem for any country.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always been a problem. So that's what they're trying to do, and that's what they're going to do. And that's why if you look at the tax laws as they are now, there's no real break for the middle class. All the breaks are always for the upper class. So that's the way that goes. And, of course, people don't really care because they don't do anything about it. We talk about it. You know, I sign petitions all the time for different things.
Right.
But most people won't. I send them out sometimes. But most people won't do anything until it's too late, you know, until Hitler comes marching into your living room.
Yeah.
And then they'll do something about it.
Yep.
I know you're out there raising a sign. I heard you were standing on street corners protesting different things, right?
Well, I'm talking to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a lot of people, and they don't like what's happening at all.
Are they doing anything?
Not at all.
Yeah. Are they doing anything about it?
Yeah, they're raising a lot of heck here in Rochester.
Oh, good.
They're raising a lot of heck in Rochester.
The show that I did on Obama... I mean, not Obama, but on WHO Radio right after Rush Limbaugh about 2 weeks ago in Des Moines, Iowa. It's a big show, part of Clear Channel, part of the network that George Norrie and Art Bell are on. When I did that show, it was really interesting. We got a tremendous response from it.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing that people really got excited about was the fact that I had a copy of Obama's original birth certificate showing that he was born in... Kenya.
Kenya, right.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. And it even has a footprint on it. And, but still, and then his mom flew over to Hawaii 4 days after he was born because she couldn't fly while she was pregnant. She was trying to get to Hawaii to have the kid before he was born, but the airlines wouldn't let her fly.
Yeah.
So technically, he's not our president. But because we don't acknowledge our Constitution or our Bill of Rights, it doesn't really matter anymore. I mean, you could have some foreigner come over here, anybody from any country, and they could run for president now.
That's really incredible.
Yeah, it would be okay, because nobody would do anything about it.
Yeah.
Even if they found out about it, they wouldn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that goes, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're going to go see. What are you doing there?
I got to get away for a few days, Fred. I haven't had any time off in a few months, so I'm just going to take off and go down to Philadelphia to visit my my cousins. I need to help one cousin. She's got a bad back. So I'm going to help her and see what we can do. I'm playing with your projector, by the way.
Which one?
The one you're wearing.
Well, how do you like it?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yep. Do you have your gold one?
Yeah, the Receptor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. It's in the other room. I'm not wearing that right now because I only wear one or the other.
Right.
And I don't need to charge me up right now. I need to charge up things that I'm doing, so I'm putting a charge into my actions right now.
Right.
And it works. The actions are just, every time I put this thing on, whatever I want it to do, it does it.
Yeah.
It does not mess around.
No.
It's doing a job.
I'm looking at your projector from the inside out.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It seems to be very interesting. I did that with my Platinum one in the beginning.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. So I'm actually behind the projector and looking out.
Now, this one has yellow sapphires in it, which is good solar plexus energy, by the way. A lot of psychics prefer this one over the diamonds. They
say
the diamonds are too hot, yeah, and it throws their readings off. when we first came out, we were just going to do white stones in them.
Yeah.
Now we do all colors of stones in them. Some people want violet. Some people want blue. Most people go with the white, but there's, you know, there's the real fussy ones out there that have a particular job to do, and it's in a, we call it, you know, different rays. You know, there are different ray paths.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, they have different things in their recipe that they need to do. And if you start looking at the seven rays, you start with red being the first ray, which is will, and you move that down to the seventh ray, which is the solar plexus, I mean the base of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people have, you know, a lot of work to do with the will, they'll either go with white or red, diamonds or rubies.
Mm.
If they want to do a lot of deep meditation, they'll usually go sometimes with a sapphire, you know, yellow, or sometimes blue. Sometimes they'll even go with an amethyst, you know, depends on the person.
I love the blue sapphire. It's really a great stone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, I've worn that on my receptor.
It's good for, you know, good for everything.
Yeah, it's a good stone. A lot of people don't realize the magic or alchemy behind, you know, gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they in the old days, they called, when you put a gemstone on something and wore it, it became an amulet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you don't think that people got results with amulets, I recommend sometime that you go visit the tower over in England, which has the royal jewels in it, and look at all of the amulets that are in there, including all the scepters that they have used over the many years, and literally see a few billion dollars worth of jewelry.
Wow.
And it wouldn't be there if people didn't use it and get results. They don't just spend the kind of money to have that stuff because it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bigger than the guy next door's. They use that stuff because it works.
Yes.
And so we applied, I used to, in my early writings, I used to talk a lot about the alchemy of gemstones, even before we put them on the receptor, you know. Once we got the teachings across on the alchemy of gemstones, the whole field opened up in the New Age business of people mm-hmm. wanting different stones, not just birthstones. We quickly broke down the cliche of the fact that you need to have a stone for your birthstone in your life. Not necessary. What you need is a stone that takes you to the next step. And seeing as you're already born and taken birth, you really don't need to have a stone around that's your birthstone because you're here already, you know?
Right.
It's called getting too sentimental, and it holds you back because you're not getting the understanding of what a gemstone does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, people don't understand that. They don't get it, you know? And so as a result, they turn to, you know, the basic stones, diamond, emerald, and ruby, mm-hmm. and then sapphire follows that. And then, of course, after that, things like sphenes and some of the other stones. But we found stones like sphene, iolites, which are violet in color, to be very powerful for psychic energy. They amplify the frequency band of the 10th cranial nerve in the spine. Because any time that you put a stone on your body, you're going to amplify that particular frequency of that stone because it's, you know, radionically, you know, tuned into your auric field.
Mm-hmm.
However, without the proper mounting device, you know, you won't get the focus that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we started the receptors because we realized that you needed to have the focal point energy. And that's where it all started with us, was the nuclear receptors. Before that, we were using the stones, but we were putting them in the radiators and we were putting them in different things, and they weren't the gemstone mm-hmm. version. They were rough cuts.
Yeah.
Which we still do. But when you start focusing and faceting gems, you start realizing. And then when you start, you know, like we used to cut diamonds. And we were cutting diamonds, we cut the carbon out of them. You know, we'd get a big old rough diamond from South Africa, bring it over here to New York, and look at it through a microscope. And sometimes it's a magnifying glass, but usually a microscope is going to be a good cut.
Mm-hmm.
We cut the bad parts out. And then when we cut the bad parts out, we see what shape we have, and then that either makes it a round faceted stone or an elongated stone, a cap stone, you know, capuchon, whatever you could get out of it once you had it cleaned up. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the true gem market works.
Yeah.
You just don't get a stone and start whacking on it. You clean it up first, get it rough, cut all the rough edges off that have impurities, and then figure out what you're going to make out of it.
Right.
And you get the emerald cut and all those different cuts. The emerald cut is always preferred, but it takes a lot more clarity to get a true emerald cut in a gemstone.
Mm-hmm.
For our work, the round stone works the best. Faceted,
yeah.
52 facets in a 1-carat stone. It's perfect for what we do because it matches the reflective back of the back of the receptor and the projector. So if you look at the symmetry of the two circles in the projector and the single circle in the receptor, that symmetry matches the stones that we put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to modify, let's say we got a triangle-shaped stone, and we're going to use a round back disc in the mm-hmm. back. What we do then, in order to make it work, is we make a special bridge, usually a three-sided bridge for those, and that bridge then matches the energy up to the back of the thing. We don't take a three-sided stone and put it with a four-leg bridge. You follow me?
Right.
Because the energy's not right when you do that. It doesn't work well.
Yeah.
So there's quite a bit of science and thought that goes into these things, even though they look pretty simple. When you go to make one, it's a whole other world.
I would think.
Yeah. And then when you have a manufacturer, and we've had several, we've had to get rid of several of them because they cannot either A, get it right, or secondly, be consistent. Consistency is very important. I've had people cast these silver ones and no two would be even close to the same, and obviously they didn't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
They need to sort of resemble something, you know, and so
yeah.
The quality control on this end is pretty intense. It's why they're not as inexpensive as we'd like to have them, simply because there's a lot of labor and management and quality control that we have to pay for. When somebody's doing something, we got to pay for their time, and it ain't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
When you get expensive people working for you. So that's a little history on the receptors. And
yeah, the receptors are really nice. I still love my receptor.
Oh, yeah, I had mine on the other day. I'll have it off for a while, and then I'm thinking about that, you know, that Ankh one, but I'm also looking at that cross one that I made, too. That's pretty nice. Surprised you don't get one of those crosses and try it out.
I'm looking, you know, Fred, I keep on looking at the Ankh, and I look at the first one you came out with. I forget the name of it. I think it has like six or seven.
Oh, yeah, that one, Negotiator.
The Negotiator.
That's a bad dog, let me tell you.
Yeah,
I have those on attorneys and
that
business.
That seems to have a lot of power.
It does. That's
I've been thinking about that. It's a choice that I have to make, and you know it's a hard choice. I can't afford to buy all of them because I play with them.
Well, I'd like to buy them all. I get to wear them when they come in, but I don't wear them for more than a day because then they become used. I wear them around here when I'm working for 3 or 4 hours to try the energy out. You know what I mean? And as a result of wearing them around here, I get a feel for them. Now, that cross one, I've only worn that once for one day. And it caused me to want to get into a quiet room, which I did, and meditate. I don't get that with a Negotiator. The one looks like a sheriff's badge. Don't get that at all. What I get with that one is I'm ready to go to battle. You know what I mean? It's for putting out energy. And then we sold one to a lady the other day that had multiple organ problems, and that was the heart chakra. This lady had some liver problems, she had a thyroid problem, and a pituitary problem. And the problem with the single stone is you got to work through one of these areas for about 60 to 90 or 120, even 6 months before you change the receptor to a different stone. But with a heart chakra model, we could put all three problems in one bridge and take care of three things at once. And that's something we couldn't do with the earlier ones. You following? And so for therapy, I found that the three Brit, I mean, the one with three stones in it, is really cool. And when we designed it, we didn't design it to be that way. We had originally intended to take that one and put three of the same color stones in the bridge, just to have, you know, because it looked neat. And we knew it would work, you know, like a normal one does. But we found out when you put three different stones in it, it works on three different levels. And the other thing that we tried in the past is we would take people that had multiple problems and put multiple receptors on them. You know, one, say they had three different things, we'd put three different receptors on them with three different stones all at once. And that just caused confusion, so that didn't work. Because you only need one disc, one antenna in the back. And here we had three, so we were getting these standing waves all over the place on their aura field, which wasn't good. And so, and I had a lot of people buy three of them, you know. And so now we have the one with the three on the bridge, and that solved the problem. But it took us about 10 years to figure that out, you know. So anyhow, yeah, we're just about out of time now. So you want to go ahead and put your phony number up there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just came back on, Fred. I got disconnected somehow or other.
Oh, okay. I'm saying we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, so go ahead and let people know how to get a hold of you.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, just give your phone number out so people can, you know, and also people, when Steve does a lot of healings over the air, too, and it's a little late now to do it, but, I mean, you can call in and have a healing from Steve while we do the show. He likes to do that. He used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to do your own show again, right?
No, Fred, I enjoy doing your show, so I don't want to start up another show.
Yeah, it's a lot easier doing two people on one show. That's why a lot of the talk hosts today have a sidekick now. I mean, it's just it allows you to bounce things around more and have a little bit more fun.
Sure.
That's why I like to do
sure.
it. Yeah. So go ahead and put your phone number up, and then we're going to head on out of here.
Sure. It's 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to help you out no matter what.
And our number here is 1-800-729-2603.
Yeah.
And you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Sorry,
You're
we got a link.
Blowing my socks off now.
Huh?
You're blowing my socks off now. It's working.
It's real loud now?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know. I didn't do anything. We'll have to.
I don't know. It hung up on me, and I called back, and it's great.
Yeah, because I was wondering, can you still hear me here real good?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. So they must have had a problem with their lines, because I'm pegging the board over here on the thing over here. I got all the gains set up, and I'm 3 feet away from the microphone. And the other shows, I was sometimes 4 feet. I had the microphone, like, that far away. Could you hear me now still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There was something wrong with the connection.
It hung up, and then I called back, and it's fine.
Yeah, so there's something on. They got a problem in the studio. They got those TTL lines coming in, which will make a difference. But I was.
Because
we did a test on this today, and it was working fine. It's about 4 hours before the show. We did some testing on it.
And it's working fine now.
Yeah, and even the. God, be here. God, be here. Let there be light. Yeah, see, God can kick in now. And we have other things we can do. Sometimes God's sidekick comes in. He sounds a little bit funny. He sounds like he's in a tube or something. You see what I mean? God's sidekick likes to play in the tube. I'm in the tube. Yeah, so, I mean, all this stuff works. And we can even go into a small room and talk. Like, you know, we're in a little tiny room here now.
That's really incredible.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And anyhow, it's past our time to get out of here. Otherwise, they're going to kick us off the air. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Health Science and Energy Show.
kicking out.